Right, it's time for the podcast. Fabulous Adam Richard, the punctual Toby Sullivan.
Good morning, viewers.
And sitting in the Guatemalan sinkhole chair is Thomas Jasper.
Hello, darlings.
Scott Brennan is still, he's just downstairs. I'm just going to be bothered letting him in. He smells like last night. I can't stick up the studio.
We can't leave him down there too long. If we leave him waiting for too long, we'll have sex with someone.
Well, we need a story for that. You'll need a fanecdote.
Oh, you'll never guess what just happened.
Somehow having sex with doesn't really do justice to what Scott does.
There's some toilets down there who I'm sure we haven't heard a report on.
The Scott Brennan Bog Report.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody in the gay world. Darlings, I just want you to know my gaydar is 100% tonight.
Talk poofy to me.
Okay, Jaspers.
Yes.
We'd like you to join in now with a letter to Dear Talking Poofy, because we get a lot of letters from people in their 20s, and, you know, that was 20 years ago for some of
yeah,
us.
Yeah, it has been a while.
You know, there are two key demographics for Talking Poofy. There are 50-year-olds who are bitter and twisted.
That's where my mother fits in.
And 20-year-olds who mistake bitter twistedness for wisdom.
Uh-huh, right.
So here's a letter from Bevan.
That's the first mistake there.
Says, they're all called Bevan. Bevan's our shorthand name. His surname is Anonymous, yeah.
Okay.
So it's Bevan Anonymous.
Right, sure.
I'm 22 and just got my first proper boyfriend. Oh, yeah. Congratulations, Bevan.
So much better than all those improper boyfriends.
I know. Well, he says, I've been fooling around giving gobbies in cinemas and all that jazz since I was 16.
Oh. I think this is from my boyfriend.
But I've never found someone who wanted to settle down with me. Probably didn't help that I usually ended dates by shaking their penises instead of their hands.
Bevan's a feisty one, isn't she? Oh, my God. I'll bet she's got a poster of Kurt from Claire in her bedroom.
So he's got a couple of questions. He's had a boyfriend for about a month and says he hasn't actually had penetrative sex yet. Mm-hmm. We only just started oraling it up. So I was hoping for some general first boyfriend advice. I know I can't be the only semi-young gay who could benefit from your collective wisdom. I wish people would stop using the word wisdom with regards to this mess.
False advertising.
Yeah, yeah. A series of mistakes played end to end is not wisdom.
Well, I guess you do learn from your mistakes, and we've made plenty of them. He also just wants some general couples activities beyond sex, not necessarily excluding it. What are some fun couple-y things we can do together?
Well, Bevan, I'd suggest going to the movies together, but
you don't want to start giving a gobby to the wrong one.
It could be a bit of a vicious circle.
Oh, you're here.
You can always try and have sex with other people as well if you don't want to be having sex with your boyfriend. I find that works.
I don't know. He's barely had sex with the boyfriend.
Yeah.
Come on, you've got to crawl before you can slut it up.
But yes, he wants to know what they can do besides reading comics and watching Babylon 5 together. Oh, they're fat.
I don't know. It sounds pretty good to me, actually. Just watching movies and giving each other gobbies, that's pretty much...
Yeah.
That's kind of...
It's not too messy.
No.
I think that's perfect. Yeah. Don't touch a thing.
Don't. Like, and also, as for the up the bum, like, it's not...
I know. People get so uptight about it, don't they?
Well,
yes.
So to speak.
The other thing is that he's 22 years old and they've been going out for a month. This probably won't go to air for another week, so they will have broken up later.
This letter came sometime last year. They're probably up to their fourth and fifth boyfriends by now. But we like to answer the questions for everybody to hear the answers.
You're exactly right, Adam, to refer to your earlier comment. People get so wound up about it's not
about
sex till I stick
bum.
My dick in the bum.
Mm. Oh, look, speaking from my own personal experience, I was 19... I think, and I had a 17-year-old boyfriend at the time, and we'd both had sex up the bum once or twice with other people, but they were the first, we were the first person to go the other way around. Like,
sure.
We had the Mexican standoff of two bottoms going, well, I don't know where to put it.
I lost my bum virginity on year 9 school camp.
Bum virginity. Yeah. I didn't even know there was a thing.
Yeah.
And that's why St. Scholastica's has cancelled their horse riding activities for the rest of time.
Yes, St. Bede's College offers a very educational school camp.
St. Bede's, I should have fucking known. I should have put money on that. Yeah, right. Year 9 school camp. Precocious.
Yeah, I didn't wait till I was 22. And
so 30. He's now been moved to a different parish.
No, he's now married with kids and
same with my the first guy I had sex with was well the first time I had sex was up the bum with my best friend at school, but he's now married with kids. It was just you could experiment back then, and I feel like now kids aren't allowed to experiment. Like I feel
well,
like
not,
you have to
not
choose.
With you.
Well, not with me, clearly. I do breakfast radio in Hobart. There is a precedence, but like there's I feel like kids can't be experimental anymore.
You've got to declare your sexuality.
You've got to be
early.
Well. Now I'm gay now, or I'm bi, or I'm.
Yeah, it's true.
And it used to be a lot easier for kids to keep everything really secret. Like, I could secretly go off with my friend and do stuff, and maybe a couple people knew about it, but it didn't go on Twitter and Facebook and all that sort of stuff. True. And now everybody, as soon as anything happens, everybody knows about it.
Yes, there's a video.
Yeah. Or there's Snapchat.
Oh. Me and Jasper's were Snapchatting each other.
Yeah, but I've got a different profile that I haven't given you the name.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to see those Snapchats. I'm just happy for the photos you take of homeless people asleep on the train.
Yeah.
So, first thing, stop freaking out, Bevan.
Yeah.
About poop love. It's okay.
You put it's it up fine.
You're probably actually lucky.
Yeah.
It's a lot of trouble.
Do you know what? It's like the Arrested Development movie. It's going to happen when it happens.
Yeah.
You know, there's no sense in panicking over it. Second thing, couples activities. Well, gosh.
You know what? If you don't have anything in common other than having sex and you can't agree on anything,
maybe it's not. Maybe he's not the one.
Yeah.
I mean, although having said that,
Anthony Calea and Tim Campbell get along quite well.
They get along very well. They have a lot of, they like music.
Yeah.
And each other.
Yeah.
They've got that in common.
And Mariah Carey. And
they love Mariah. I love Mariah.
Yeah.
But I mean, although if I look at you, Toby, in your relationship, the one thing that drives you mad more than anything is Peter banging on about fucking coding.
Yes.
his other various interests. And I'm sure his eyes roll back in his head when you start to talk about commercial airlines.
That is true. We nearly had a fight the other day because Emirates has started a new route with A380s going to Auckland, and it flies right over our house, and he was talking about something, and the A380 came straight over the house, and I was like, shut up, I have to watch the plane.
Oh, God, this is what I've got to look forward to.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe we are throwing the baby out with the bath. What am I saying? If you've got nothing in common.
Do you know what? I think sometimes with these things, the secret is just be selfish. Do you know what I mean? Just do what you want to do and then see if he follows.
Yeah.
You know?
And vice versa.
Yeah.
Say, what do you like doing? I'll come to that.
Exactly.
But if there's, you know, like clearly they're nerds. If you've had enough of your Swamp Thing and Watchmen comics and... which
then
is
you
weird.
Could go get Outland on DVD and watch that together.
You could do it. It's only $15 at the moment from the ABC shop, of which I get nothing. So don't bother. The ABC doesn't need the fucking money. A bunch of assholes.
Adam, Spicks and Specs won't endlessly remake itself. No, apparently it will.
You
sorry,
know
I take that
that's
back.
That's one of those shit jobs that I'll probably get. Every time I'm up for a TV show, I go, I'm going to get this one because it's terrible. It's with the dog training. I'll get this.
You know, I've wanted to do a talking poofy game show for some time.
Oh, we should totally do it.
And I want to call it Spicks and Poofs.
No. I reckon it should be called Shit Happens.
Shit Happens sounds like one of those Japanese obstacle courses shows.
Well, generally, with gay sex, it does.
That's true, actually. The resemblances don't in there. They're usually the pool noodle.
Well, the ABC is commissioning all sorts of things this year, so you could probably get that put on
probably
there.
Probably could get that through. Slip that through.
Matron. You know. Well,
sorry, Bev, totally distracted.
If Trevor Ashley can have his own show on SBS, we should be fine. Oh, come on, Dales, we've got a great show on now.
Has he got a show on SBS?
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, Trevor Ashley's World of Trevor, I don't know.
No, I think he had a pilot on SBS. I'm not sure if he's got the show yet. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, every time some fag had a pilot.
Then Joel Creasy would be a very busy man.
Hey, there's a reason he gets frequent flyers. Now we're feeding into the thing where Creasy thinks we're talking about him all the time on this podcast.
Creasy's paranoid that this whole podcast is designed just
to make him feel inadequate. If he listened to it, he'd realize
he doesn't need the podcast to make him feel inadequate.
Wow.
Jasper's used to live with Creasy.
Does he smoke weed?
No.
Is this weed paranoia?
No. No.
What's he talking about?
He's very straight-laced.
He's got animal paranoia, possibly.
Never heard of such a thing. I have here a list of people this podcast is secretly about.
Seriously, like we've mentioned him like 3 times maybe in the entire 105
I think he got some
episodes.
Tweets off some people. I don't think he listens to it.
Yeah. I think they've confused him for Wes.
Right.
Okay. I think someone's met him and gone, oh, you're the taxi driver sucking off lettuce-obsessed weirdo.
I told him you're far too busy making fun of Scott to even think about him. But
yeah, Creasy's way back in the queue.
Yeah.
We've barely got
I think it goes Scott, Trevor.
Trevor's a new thing and I only do that when you're here.
Oh, okay. I love it.
I've got a very special Trevor Ashley joke coming up
later. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Well, we should, you know who would be perfect to talk about this particular issue with Bevan and his, you know, new sex and his new relationship?
Yeah.
Is an old hand.
Yeah.
As it were.
It's called Prolapse.
Oh, perfect.
Hey, Pro, how's it going?
Hello, Dale. How are you?
Oh, Prue, it's been too long.
It has been too long, hasn't it? Gosh, you must have been busy. I've been waiting by the phone, you cunt.
Prue, can we introduce you to Thomas Jaspers?
Hi, Prue. I'm a big fan of yours.
Oh, really? Hello, Thomas. How old are you?
I'm 20-something.
No.
Too old.
Oh, Prue.
He just came in specially when I said we were going to call you.
Really? Oh, well, his age starts with a 2. I'm not interested. So, it's going to start with a 1 or a 0.
What are you, the Andy Muirhead of the gay scene?
Oh, get hurt. Stop it. No, I'm pleased to meet you, Thomas Jaspers. I'm sure I'll probably run into you in some dank little shithole somewhere anyway. Yeah.
Called Wet on Wellington.
By dang little shithole, I do mean Scott Brennan.
I wouldn't go near him with a 6-inch pole.
We'll talk about this later.
So, Prue, basically, we've had a letter asking, what do we do in our new, fresh, burgeoning relationship other than bum each other off?
Oh, what else is there to do? God.
No, Prue, come on. Think this through. This young man is in the first bloom of love and obviously his knocked the cap off it, shall we say, and is now thinking, well, now I've got to forge a relationship with my friend. So he's looking for general couples advice.
This little
well-meaning social retard wants to think of things to do.
All right, how about putting down the fucking iPhone for 5 minutes and having a conversation?
Oh, controversial. Mm.
It is the young person's curse.
It is the young person's curse. Like, my Tristan, oh, God, he's either slipping it to me or he's playing Angry Birds.
He's never combined, has he?
Actually, yes, I do have a very flat back. So
it's flipped you, the Angry Bird.
Oh, yeah, he's knocked my little piggies over, I tell you now.
That's not even a thing, Prue. That doesn't even make sense. So, number one, get off the screen. Put down PlayStation.
Put it down. Have a conversation. Yes, that's number one.
Yeah, but how will you find another hookup for the end of the relationship, which is imminent?
Indeed.
If you're not looking at your phone.
Well, that's true. You've got to be, you've got to be booking in the next one before the first one's finished, haven't you?
Yeah, it's like realestate.com.au. You don't want to move into a house. You don't want to move out of a house without one to move into.
But look, my advice, and this has actually kept my relationship alive.
Yes.
Start doing drag.
Really?
Oh. Yes, absolutely. Endless conversations about eyeliner and how high your heels should be. And there's nothing like trying to push away a drunk Greek taxi driver to make your boyfriend more interested.
So, Prue, are we to infer that Tristan's picked up the face paint?
Well, he's picked it up to apply to me. If he actually picked up the face paint, we would become two of the biggest bitches. We would compete so much, and I would set fire to him in the bathroom. So only one of you have to decide who's going to do drag, because he can't be competing. You know what drag queens are like? They're horrible. I'm a nice one, but they're horrible.
Right. So someone is Robin to the drag queen's Batman. You need a drag sidekick.
Exactly. That is exactly true. Yes.
If there's two drag queens, is that like a double negative? Does it like...
It really, yeah, the universe ends. It just...
creates a singularity.
Exactly, yeah. You just end up backing towards each other.
Oh, two bottoms, no top. What a disaster.
Exactly. That's what rolling pins are for.
A drag-based relationship. Yeah, right. Sure.
The only way to go.
The only thing I would be concerned about is it's when, like, couples work at the same job together.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just all work, no recreation.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? No space.
Yep. Exactly. Well, look, you know, basically, Tristan and I have absolutely nothing in common apart from lipstick and bumming. So... It's enough. That's what I'm saying. It's enough to keep a relationship alive.
True. What does Tristan do?
Well, usually just dirties his under his fingernails most of the time. No, he's actually still at high school. He's repeating year 10 for, I think it's the fifth time.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
But he's got a part-time job, though. Like, you know, your allowance doesn't stretch very far.
Sweetheart, drilling glory holes is not paid. Well, maybe we could get some kind of funding, though. We'll have to look into that.
Flood reconstruction.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, dear. Well, thank you so much, Prolapse. It's lovely to speak to you, as always.
My pleasure. It was lovely to meet you.
It's an honour to meet you, too.
Oh, you sound lovely, though. Gosh, might make an exception for you. How are you at bumming?
I think we might have a similar problem with the two drag queens.
Oh, really?
You can't ask a lady to her religion on the radio. Thank you so much, Prolapse.
Thanks, darling.
Bye-bye.
I mean, Lindsay Lohan used to be so attractive. Now she just looks like Morrissey with tits.
Talk poofy to me.
Well, it's time to catch up with our sexpert, Colin Bedrooney from the Victorian AIDS Council. How are you going, darling?
Fantastic.
Don't gild the lily.
Really, really well. I'm thrilled and somewhat honoured to be part of this program.
Is that why every time we call you, you don't answer?
What show am I on now?
This is the Poofcast.
Yes.
We have to keep buying prepaid SIM cards so you answer the phone. You keep blocking, you know, every time.
I know.
You block a new number.
It has been actually the better part of 6 months since we've spoken to you on this podcast.
Yeah, and it was weird. Just to pick up on the previous point, your phone, this number was blocked.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
I promised you, didn't I?
It's part of our cunning plan.
Anyway, let's get down. Let's get funky.
Well, we wanted to ask you a question about it's been widely reported lately that there's been quite a rise in the detection of HIV in our community.
Yeah.
Do you have any theories on that? Because I was wondering whether it was just people getting tested more because, you guys have been
more
selling
aware of it.
And selling the testing angle. Or has there been a rise in infection?
So over the past 5 years, the proportion of men who report ever having been tested for HIV has increased very significantly, and it now sits at around just over 90%.
Wow.
True.
Yeah.
That's good.
That is great work.
However, No significant change has really been observed in the proportion of, like, non-HIV positive men, HIV negative men, in other words, reporting recent testing for HIV during, like, for instance, between 2007 and 2011. So
people are going and getting tested and going, oh, well, that's done for my entire life now.
So part of it may be explained as an artifact of testing. Another thing is that in terms of what the reason is why the figures went up last year by 20%, but in the previous year had gone down, and to date this year look like they're going back down again.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Is that, well, there's a variety of things and we can sort of check them off. First thing is, in terms of epidemics wax and wane. And for the dumb listener who doesn't know what wax and wane means,
present.
It's going up and down.
Thank you.
Like Scott Brennan's underpants.
I just realised I was probably explaining wax and wane to the hosts of the program.
I'm right here.
So, yes, epidemics do go up and down. I guess last year obviously was a concern for us, but it didn't really represent a trend, because in the previous 4 years to last year, the epidemic remained fairly static. So we'd plateaued, basically.
Right.
But as I say, the figures look like they're going down this year. In terms of the reasons why it happens, like often I've been in this business for a long time.
I know, nearly 6 months.
Yeah, so I think I can speak with some authority, therefore, that basically whenever there's a rise in new infections, you get an awful lot of very kind of often quite emotive discussion in the press and on the radio and all sorts of, in the media, let's say.
Everyone's got AIDS, run for the hills!
That's right.
New Zealand dog bludgers are giving everyone AIDS!
That's right. Or it's dumb young people. It's dumb young people who are complacent. It's dumb young people who are complacent and who are on drugs.
This is what the media is saying. Everyone's going to disco raves and taking AIDS tablets.
Yeah. That's right.
Are you sure we're not catching it from AIDSians? I'm sure that's what they told me on A Current Affair.
Oh, they come here and they take over our epidemic.
They take our jobs. They take our T cells.
So basically, but the short answer to the question is that no one really knows why in any given time it goes up. I mean, the proportion of people who have unprotected anal intercourse in casual settings.
Butt sluts, to use this technical term.
Butt sluts.
Thank you.
Bareback butt sluts.
has risen sort of slightly over the past 5 years, but sort of sits at around about 21-22%, which is not really different to what it's like in Sydney, for instance. So it's my theory about this is really that the fact of the matter is that some people play the odds. And some of them lose, you know. Mm. And we're not perfect.
20% is pretty shit odds, I must say. That's not low enough.
How do you find out whether people are not, you know, using condoms? Are you running around saunas with a torch? No.
Sneaking into people's bedrooms, lifting up doonas.
Are you upskirting people while they're mid-coitus?
It does occupy a large part of my job. No, basically, we've got this thing called the Gay Periodic Survey, which is done every year in Melbourne.
Right.
And we get a longitudinal analysis of the sexual habits of gay men.
Right.
And do these stats sort of correlate with the rest of the Western world? Like, are we sort of in line when we have an increase around the world sort of has an increase?
No. In fact, in kind of what we would call the gay epicenter of the United States, which is San Francisco, it looks like they're having a reduction in infection.
Right.
Wow.
But San Francisco is a really interesting example in terms of population health, because the decision that they've made in relation to newly diagnosed HIV-positive men is to put everybody on antiretroviral treatment immediately.
Really?
Yes, in an effort to reduce what we call the communal viral load, so the amount of virus that's out in the community. Now, that's not an uncontroversial decision to make, and it's certainly not a cost-neutral decision to make.
No, that's expensive.
Mm. Very expensive,
those,
but also
those drugs aren't cheap.
Those drugs aren't cheap, and also the thing is that people need to be. Once they make a commitment to antiretroviral therapy, they've got to understand that it's forever.
Oh, so sometimes you might just bomb people with drugs and then they go off it, and then that gives the infection time to build resistance or something? Or
exactly.
So it's like, an antibiotic problem when people oversubscribe antibiotics. Yeah, right.
Exactly right. And I don't think any public health official would like to say that the legacy of their tenure was the creation of multi-drug-resistant HIV.
Oh, yeah, but you know what? By the same token, though, if I went to the doctor and he said you got HIV, I would want a pill, like there and there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Toby, I would not be happy with just seeing how it goes.
Yep, no. And Toby, that would be great for you, because you'd be very committed to the therapy and you'd sort of regularly take your doses on time and all that stuff. But the thing is that some people aren't ready to do that.
No.
And what we've actually discovered with medication in the general community is that people are considered to be adherent to their dosing regimens if they take their pills 70% of the time. With HIV, if you did it 70% of the time, then resistance would set in very, very quickly.
Yeah.
Right.
So the level of compliance that is required of people who have HIV is really up around sort of 95 to 100%. You need to really be able to take these drugs all the time.
It is so frustrating, isn't it? Like, how stupid are fags? Like, we can't we can't remember not to bear back in the first place, and then when we do, we can't remember to take the pills that are going to fix it. Like, seriously, Queens, just like get a notepad or something.
Set a Google alert.
Set a reminder on your fucking iPhone. You somehow
we can remember every quote from Sex and the City, though. So.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're walking around with the collected works of Patty fucking Lapone in our heads. We can't remember not to fuck someone without a condom. It's not that hard.
In fairness to our gay brothers, Toby, I would say that we are no better or worse than the heterosexual population when it comes to that. I don't think most straight boys sort of scoring a route at the love machine this Saturday night are going to be wearing condoms.
Look, Colin, I am very happy to extend my misanthropy to a population-wide bias.
Right.
Humans, you shit me. You're fucking up for everybody. Do you know what I feel like? I feel like we want more Roddy McDowell in Planet of the Apes. I say, give it to the apes. You never saw... Roddy McDowell never fucked, you know, Simba up the arse without a condom in Planet of the Apes.
I thought we caught it from the apes. It wasn't that the...
Oh, well, now we're screwed.
Isn't that the urban myth?
I have had it.
I don't think it's a myth, actually.
Someone sucked off a monkey and that's how we all got apes.
Well, in that case, I'm all out of ideas.
There's a whole kind of school of thought that it actually came from the consumption of monkey meat.
Oh, yeah. So it's kind of like, it's like mad cow for poofters.
It's gay mad chimp disease.
I'm really not appreciating the tone of this conversation.
You've appreciated the tone of any of our conversations, Colin?
Pretty much no.
So what you're saying is it's not anything to be alarmed by. It's just the media doing what they do best, which is alarming us about things that aren't that
and
alarming.
Don't eat monkey meat.
If we're getting back to the rise in HIV notifications, any rise in notifications is, I mean, of course, for alarm in me. Basically, I, along with a whole bunch of other people who work in this HIV/AIDS sector, got together and we authored this thing called the Melbourne Declaration, which was launched at the recent Australasian Society of HIV Medicine conference in Melbourne. And basically what we're trying to do is get a whole bunch of new tools to combat, add to the HIV prevention toolbox. So we're looking at things like there's a thing called PrEP, which is antiretroviral drugs for HIV negative men, right. that you can take in an effort to...
Booster shot sort of thing?
No, well, at the moment, it's a continuous therapy. So again, it would be you'd need to take these drugs every day. So they're antiretroviral drugs, but that will prevent HIV infection, they think.
So is that for people who are having a lot of sex and possibly coming into contact with it, or, you know, hospital workers or just anyone?
With hospital workers and what they call occupational exposure to HIV, there has always been what we call post-exposure prophylaxis, which is basically a month of treatment. And that's also available to gay men at the moment through the Alfred. But no, it operates on the same principle, but it's less drugs. It's only one drug.
Right.
So it's been approved in the United States for this use in HIV negative men. And I think you're absolutely right. That it would be, it's not for everybody, and it would basically is for people who...
I have sex once a month. It'd be pointless. It's a waste of time.
Right. Okay, it depends who you have sex with.
Well, generally myself. I seem to be the only one there most of the time. I mean, I'll go to a sauna, but I'm generally the only one there.
Oh, that's the loneliest bus trip.
In a nice way to testing. Have you had a recent test, Adam?
No, I haven't had a test since maybe about 6 years, which is just before I got into a monotonous relationship.
Well, there you go. You're showing up in Colin's stats.
I am.
You've been tested, but not recently.
Not recently.
There you go. I see you, actually. I see you at stat number 2,400.
Well, I'll get on to that. I'll go and get tested. But again, it makes me think, then I would feel I would have to have sex to justify.
Shame to waste a trip.
Yeah. Like, well, I've had the blood test. I feel like I should go out and, you know.
Well, they could make it part of the package when you go for a test.
You get sucked off by the nurse. Thank you so
Thanks,
much,
Colin.
Bye, Poofies.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was the Poofcast.
Scratch it. I'm scratching it off the list.
There you go. It's done.
Done.
Thank
that
you,
Jasmine. Heaven. Thank you so much for having me.
Excellent. Well, we shall see you very shortly.
Sounds lovely.
Big air kisses. Mwah. 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 Go and see Jasper's. He's performing in the midsummer if you're in Melbourne.
Yeah, February 1st and 2nd at the Greyhound Hotel in Twonks.
Twonks with...
Twonks, the past tense of Twinks.
Tense of Twinks.
Hilarious.
Yes.
Hilarious.
With Nate Velvo, who's also a frequent contributor to the podcast, and Joel Creasy.
The biggest target.
Never heard of him.
Who thinks we're talking about him all the time. And also, you're doing a show for Comedy Festival.
I am doing a show for Comedy Festival. No Place Like Homo at the Horse Bazaar.
The Horse Bazaar?
Yes.
A solo show?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Just... 2 weeks, the first 2 weeks, the there best 2 weeks.
That's great. That'll be on sale by the time this goes to air.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, great.
So get on to that at the
Spend all your money on seeing
website.
Tom Jester's telling jokes.
Yes. Yeah.
Spend all your money.
And you can hang out with my mum at the bar. She'll be there every night.
Is she doing front of house for you?
Quite possibly, yeah.
I think she's bought half the tickets.
Jesus Christ. All right, well, that's the Poofcast. Joel Creasy, I'm thinking about you. Tune in next week. Joel Creasy. You can find us on Facebook. You can also find Joel Creasy. Or follow us on Twitter. Joel Creasy. I'm going through your bins.
We'll be back next time.
Joel Creasy.
all I know is how he's trying not to have Toby jump down our throat about anything.
Terrifying.
I don't jump down anyone's throat.
Shitting myself in the corner over here.
I'm a giver. I'm really supportive of everything.
Except that time that I said, haven't you seen the so-and-so video?
Yeah,
and,
gay piece of
and
shit.
And 20 minutes later, after screaming at me, he called me a gay piece of shit.
Oh.
With love. You're,
you're an aggressive kind of...
He gives you a cuddle with a little cuddle with, yeah, a little spike in it.
Yeah.
No, it's just good radio is driven by opinions.
You're the Alan Jones of gay radio.
This is the gaydio.
The gaydio. I love that Alan Jones clip of him just screaming, shut the fuck up!
Oh, that long audio clip, yeah, where he's, yeah, screaming, yeah, yeah, at, like, yeah, yeah, some desk person or something. Yeah,
yeah, what about the John Laws bit?
If John fucking Laws is in here, there, yeah, wouldn't be this much, yeah, dust.
I love it because I so feel that emotion. Just, fucked, why is everything hard? Poor Alan Jones. Talk poofy to me.